The Great Second Advent Movement by J.N. Loughborough, Chapter 25. Educational Institutions. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. Proverbs 4, verses 5 through 7. Professor J.H. Bell's School. The educational work of the denomination has, at the present time, attained to comparatively large proportions. Like other branches of the cause heretofore noticed, it had a very small beginning. In 1868, Professor G.H. Bell opened a school in the old office building on the northeast corner of Kalamazoo and Washington Streets, Battle Creek. In addition to this, in the spring of 1871, at the close of General Conference, a 4 weeks minister's lecture course was held, designed to aid those engaged in ministerial and church work. Call for a denominational school. There appeared in the Review of April 16, 1872, an article entitled, "Shall We Have a Denominational School?" in which were clearly stated the necessities for such a school. In the Review of July 16, it was announced that the school opened with 12 scholars, which number, after 2 weeks, had increased to 25, and an evening grammar class of 50 had been started. The second term of the school opened September 16, 1872, with 40 pupils. By December 16, the school had become so large that it was moved to the meeting house, where folding desks were attached to the backs of the church pews. A primary department of 63 scholars were also conducted in the gallery of the church. Money raised for a college. The General Conference in March 1873 spent considerable time in considering the propriety of raising means for the erection of suitable buildings for conducting a denominational school in which workers should be prepared for entering the various fields. The matter being decided favorably, a committee was appointed to take in hand the raising of the necessary funds. During the season, able and important articles appeared from time to time in the Review upon this subject from Elders Butler, White, and others, and by the efforts of Elders Butler and Haskell in the various camp meetings, a large sum of money was raised for the proposed school. Another session of the conference was held November 16, 1873. When it was reported that $52,000 had already been pledged for the Seventh-day Adventist Educational Fund to be used in securing grounds and erecting suitable buildings the next season. By vote, at the same session, a committee of seven was chosen to form an educational society and procure a site for the buildings. At the conference just mentioned, George I. Butler was elected president of the General Conference, and Sidney Brownsberger secretary. The committee elected by the General Conference was George I. Butler, S. N. Haskell, and Harmon Lindsay. The names of James White, Ira Abbey, J. N. Andrews, and Uriah Smith were added to act with the General Conference Committee as the Committee of Seven, who incorporated as the Educational Society of the Seventh-day Adventists. From this time, Professor Brownsberger was connected with the Battle Creek College until he was called to take charge of a college then to be opened in Healdsburg, California. 12 acres bought for the college. December 31, 1873, this committee bought 12 acres of ground in the west part of Battle Creek, 7 acres of which formed the campus of Battle Creek College. The Battle Creek Denominational School opened its winter term in the rooms of the third office buildings on December 15, 1873, with 110 pupils enrolled. Need of denominational schools. Respecting our need as a denomination of proper schools of education, Mrs. White wrote in 1873 as follows, quote, "All the powers of the mind should be called into use and developed in order for men and women to have well-balanced minds. The world is full of one-sided men and women who have become such because one set of their faculties was cultivated while others were dwarfed from inaction. The education of most youth is a failure. They overstudy while they neglect that which pertains to practical business of life. A symmetrical education needed. The constant application to study, as the schools are now conducted, is unfitting youth for practical life. The human mind will have action. If it is not active in the right direction, it will be active in the wrong. In order to preserve the balance of the mind, labor and study should be united in the schools. Provision should have been made in past generations for education upon a larger scale. In connection with the schools should have been agriculture and manufacturing establishments. There should have been teachers of household labor, and a portion of the time each day should have been devoted to labor, that the physical and mental powers might be equally exercised. If schools had been established upon the plan we have mentioned, there would not now be so many unbalanced minds." Close quote. Testimonies for the Church, Volume 3, Number 22, page 153. Battle Creek College. During the summer and fall of 1874, the Battle Creek College building was erected. It was a brick structure, 3 stories above the basement, 75 by 75 feet, in the form of a Greek cross. It was completed and dedicated with appropriate exercises January 4, 1875. The school opened in this building with over 100 students and 7 competent teachers for the different departments. With the opening of the college in the school year of 1877, it was reported that 200 students were in attendance. The report of the Educational Society, made at the General Conference in October 1880, showed that there had been 1,400 students enrolled in Battle Creek College from 1873 to December of 1880. 2 more schools opened. At the General Conference, December 1882, it was reported that 2 denominational schools had been opened under the auspices of the conference during the year, one being at the Healdsburg College, located in Healdsburg, California, which was opened April 11, the other, South Lancaster Academy, located at South Lancaster, Massachusetts, opened April 19. Healdsburg College. In the review of January 15, 1884, appeared the following interesting statement respecting the Pacific Coast Denominational School. Quote, "In September 1881, the California Conference decided to open a denominational school and appointed a committee to carry the enterprise into effect. By April 1882, ample grounds, with a suitable building of 10 rooms, had been purchased, 2 instructors had been employed, and a school of 33 students begun. During the college year, beginning July 29, 1882, the school was regularly chartered as a college, and an additional plot of 5 acres were bought, a commodious hall for students' home was erected, a faculty of 6 teachers secured, and 150 students enrolled. Since its opening, nearly $27,000 had been subscribed for the enterprise, much of which has been paid by the people of California." Close quote. South Lancaster Academy. The people of New England began their school in the House of Worship at South Lancaster, Massachusetts. Through the untiring efforts of Elder S.N. Haskell and the sacrifices of our people in New England, a suite of school buildings was ready for dedication in the autumn of 1884. The buildings owned by the South Lancaster Academy Association were then 5 in number, 2 being entirely new. The academy building was 60 by 65 feet, and the other newly erected building, the students' home, was 36 by 88 feet. These were dedicated October 19, 1884. This institution, after 21 years of efficient service, is still prospering and has sent out earnest laborers in the Master's cause to various parts of the world. The principal of the Academy now is Frederick Griggs, who also serves as Secretary for the Educational Department of the General Conference, London, England Training School. As the work in London, England continued to advance and grow in strength, it was deemed advisable during the summer of 1887 to open a training school for Bible workers with which active Bible work was to be connected. From this school, workers had been sent to labor in other parts of the United Kingdom and the colonies. A flourishing school is at the present time conducted at Ducumbe Hall, North London, with Professor H.R. Salisbury in charge, who received his early education in the college at Battle Creek, Michigan. Battle Creek College enlarged. The demand for more room at Battle Creek College was such that in the summer of 1886, it became necessary to make an extensive addition to the college building, and the year following, 1887, to erect a dormitory known as the West Hall for lady students. West Hall contains rooms for 150 students, and 225 can be accommodated in the dining hall, while the South Hall, erected in 1884 at the south of the college campus, served as the gentlemen's dormitory. At the opening of the college for the winter term of 1886 to 1887, there were 568 students in attendance. In 1885, Professor W.W. Prescott was placed at the head of Battle Creek College and shortly afterward was appointed to the position of Educational Secretary for the denomination. This was demonstrated as a wise move. Not only was Battle Creek College benefited, but through the labors of such a secretary with the blessing of God, there was brought about closer unity and greater efficiency in the work of all our denominational schools. Emmanuel Missionary College. The Battle Creek College did efficient service up to the year 1901, when the ground and buildings were sold to the American Medical Missionary College Association and the Educational Society was discontinued. A new college corporation was at once formed called the Emmanuel Missionary College. A farm was secured near Berrien Springs in southwestern Michigan, where buildings have been erected by the students and a prosperous school is conducted. It is the fixed purpose of this school to give an all-round education in harmony with the instruction quoted in the former part of this chapter. To qualify laborers fully prepared for work in any part of the world where they might be called into the providence of God to labor is of one great desire and aim of the teachers of the Emmanuel Missionary College, Central Bible School, Chicago, Illinois. In a review of March 1887, a proposition was made by Elder G.I. Butler that a mission building be erected in Chicago, Illinois, which should serve as a central Bible school for the instruction of Bible workers and at the same time could be used as a chapel and mission house for our people in the city. In the fall and winter of 1888-1889, the building was erected. The cost, including lots, houses, furnishings, etc., was about $28,000. It was formally opened April 4, 1889, with a Canvassers Institute. At the time of the dedication, the statement was made that our people knew of at least 1,000 persons who had already accepted the present truth in various parts of the country from the efforts of the Bible workers. This school was ably conducted by Elder G.B. Starr until the spring of 1891. Then, with teachers appointed by the General Conference Committee, it continued its work until the year 1893, when it was found that the building was inadequate to meet the growing demand for Bible instruction. As arrangements were made to connect a Bible school with the Battle Creek College, the Chicago building was sold to the Medical Missionary and Benevolent Association. The building has been enlarged and equipped for a small sanitarium and is now called the Chicago branch of the Battle Creek Sanitarium. Union College, Nebraska. The General Conference of 1889 had under advisement the proposition to instruct the college at some point convenient for the following nine state conferences, namely Iowa, Minnesota, Kansas, Missouri, Nebraska, Dakota, Texas, Colorado, and Arkansas. A committee was accordingly appointed by the conference whose duty it was to select a desirable location for the school. When the citizens of such places as Des Moines, Iowa, Fremont, and Lincoln, Nebraska, and other places learned what we were about to do, they vied with one another in offers of contributions to the enterprise, so desirous were those of each place of having the building located in their town. As Lincoln, Nebraska, made the most liberal offers, and as it was deemed the most feasible site, the school was located there. The main building, Union College proper, is a structure 141 by 84 feet. The height from the ground to the top of the dome is 100 feet. Besides this building, there are two dormitories, each 104 by 104 feet, three stories high. It was anticipated that the proceeds of land donated would meet at least one half of the expense of fitting up this central college of the denomination, in which workers were to be educated in separate departments in English, Scandinavian, and German by teachers in their native tongues. The buildings were dedicated September 24, 1891, and the school opened September 30. The enrollment for the first year was 301. In 1892, the school opened with an attendance of 221, and the enrollment for the year was 553. Of these, 71 were in the German department and 85 in the Scandinavian. A farm is connected with the college, furnishing work for students who desire to labor in agricultural lines. The school has also a bakery, where health foods also are manufactured to some extent. During the year 1903, an association was organized for the purpose of publishing papers and books in the German, Swedish, and Danish-Norwegian languages. This association owns its printing house and the whole American printing business of the denomination for these nationalities. The work is carried on principally by the students. Not only are they instructed in the printing business, but here they gain an experience by actually doing missionary work. The medical work is also represented in connection with this college. By economizing room, it was discovered that the school could dispense with one of its large dormitories, and thus, with a little expense, a sanitarium was put in operation and is doing an excellent work. Walla Walla College. This school is located near Walla Walla, State of Washington, and was dedicated December 8, 1892. The school opened the day before with an attendance of 101 students. This number increased during the year to 185. A small farm and other industrial interests are connected with this school. It is in a prosperous condition and is doing a good work. Professor J.L. Kay is now at the head of the faculty. Australian School. August 24, 1892, a school was opened in Melbourne, Australia, in a rented building with a faculty of five teachers. Al J. Arelzo, from the college at Battle Creek, Michigan, was the first principal of the school. In the year 1894, this school had an enrollment of 89 students. Removal to Avondale. The promoters of the school being desirous to connect labor with study, a change in locality was deemed advisable, hence a removal from the large city of Melbourne to Avondale Corranbong, New South Wales, a rural district where a farm was secured and suitable buildings erected. The school is at the present time being successfully conducted on the industrial plan. Prediction concerning Avondale fulfilled. In its founding and management, it was the aim of the committee to have the school conducted as nearly as possible in harmony with the instructions given respecting industrial schools. This was to be a model school, and assurance was given time and again that if properly managed, it would be a success, not only as a school, but the land itself, which had been deemed worthless, would be productive. Time, with the blessing of the Lord, has demonstrated the truthfulness of the prediction. Notwithstanding the severe drought for several years in succession, which brought disaster to agriculture pursuits and a failure of crops all around them, the Avondale farm was green and productive. This was a remarkable occurrence, so much so that the officials of the government came to inquire as to the methods used in farming to produce this wonderful success. The report for the workings of the school for the year 1903 shows an increase of 50% in attendance. The finances were also in good condition, expenses all met, and a balance of $1,500 in the treasury to be used in the interest of the school. Professor C.W. Irwin has been the manager and principal of the school for nearly 4 years. Mount Vernon Academy. The General Conference in 1893 passed a resolution favoring the opening of an academy at Mount Vernon, Ohio. This school has some industrial interests connected with it and is reported as doing good work. Its enrollment for 1894 was 140. Professor J.W. Lawhead had for several years served as principal of this school until he was called to Washington, D.C. The address of the school is Academia, Ohio. Keene Industrial School. The General Conference of 1893 approved the opening of an industrial school at Keene, Texas. A farm of over 130 acres was secured, buildings erected, and the school opened under Professor C.B. Hughes and his assistants. It is carried on in harmony with the plan of combining labor with study. The enrollment in 1894 was 160 students. This school has also been a decided success. Claremont Union College. This school is located at Kenilworth near Cape Town, South Africa. Its faculty were mostly selected from the Battle Creek College. It opened in 1894 with an enrollment of 90 students. At the close of the first school year, the number of pupils had so increased that it became necessary to provide more room by enlarging the school building. The college is at this date under the supervision of Professor C.H. Hayton. Seventh-day Adventists also conducted a village school, primary, at Claremont with 70 students and a church school at Baconsfield, which had in 1894 an enrollment of 30 pupils. Summary of Educational Work, 1895. The following report was made by the Educational Secretary to the General Conference in February 1895. Quote, "The educational facilities of the denomination may be summarized as follows. There are 5 colleges located in the following places: at Battle Creek, Michigan, College View, Nebraska, Healdsburg, California, College Place, Washington, and Kenilworth, South Africa. There are 4 academies, or schools doing the work of the academic grades in this country: at South Lancaster, Massachusetts, Mount Vernon, Ohio, Keene, Texas, and Graysville, Tennessee. Besides these, there is the Australian Bible School, a school in Mexico in connection with the medical mission, school for the native children in Pitcairn Island on Raiatea of the Society Group in the South Pacific Ocean, on Bonaca of the Bay Islands in the Caribbean Sea, about 15 church schools in this country and abroad, 2 General Conference Bible schools, and quite a number of canvassers in local conference schools not regularly organized." Close quote. In giving a summary of the attendance at the regular colleges and schools of the denomination, the Secretary says, quote, "At safe estimate, there are over 3,000 pupils of all ages enrolled in Seventh-day Adventist schools at the present time." Close quote. Summary of Educational Institutions, 1903. The educational work and institutions among Seventh-day Adventists have grown in proportion to other branches of the message. As shown from the General Conference yearbook for 1904, there are at this date 9 colleges and academies in America and 5 in other countries. Those of other countries are located as follows: at Avondale, New South Wales, Kenilworth, Claremont, near Cape Town, South Africa, Holloway, London, North England, Nyatan, Jarbaas, Sweden, Frognerstow, near Madsburg, Germany. There are in America intermediate schools 14, in other countries 5, the latter located at Copenhagen, Denmark, Honolulu, Hawaiian Territory, Diamante, Entre Rios, Argentine Republic, South America, Curitiba, Brazil, South America, Brisk, Brazil, South America. In addition to the above-mentioned educational institutions, there are 357 local church schools conducted by the denomination. Of these, 317 are in the United States and 40 in other countries. Had we accurate statistics to date, these figures would be largely increased. Many schools have been open since the close of 1902. For instance, the Nebraska Conference reported having 10 church schools. February 1, 1904, the report shows 24 church schools, an increase of 14 in one conference. Truly, the Lord's guiding hand has wonderfully directed and opened the way for the educational work among this people. May he give wisdom to those who are called to manage this branch of his cause, that the various schools may be conducted in harmony with the plan that he has outlined. Then will there be multitudes of efficient, well-developed workers for the master, and not men and women one-sided in education and character. The Lord gave the word, says the psalmist, and great was the company, army, that published it. Close quote. End of chapter 25.